bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first stage of the U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza is underway. The Israeli military says its forces have withdrawn to agreed deployment lines. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, says the 72-hour period for Hamas to release all hostages has begun. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House with the latest.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee, overseen by an international board of peace, with Trump as its chairman.
No Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. It's been awarded to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The government shutdown continues after the Senate departed without passing a funding resolution. Military members are set to miss their paychecks next week. National Guard troops expected to arrive in Memphis today, but not Chicago, after a federal judge blocked Trump administration efforts to deploy in Illinois. This is ABC News. A federal judge in New York dismissed a defamation lawsuit filed by rapper Drake against his own record label. Drake claimed that UMG defamed him by promoting his rival Kendrick Lamar's song that implied Drake had sexual relations with minors.
Lamar, who is also represented by UMG, is not a defendant, but Drake asked the court to take a look at these lyrics.
Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one.
The judge categorizing the lyrics as dealing the metaphorical killing blow, but adding the broader context of a heated rap battle with incendiary language and offensive accusations hurled by both participants would not incline the reasonable listener to believe Not Like Us imparts verifiable facts.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. And sister Jean Dolores Schmidt has died at 106. The nun gained international fame in her role as chaplain and de facto cheerleader for the Loyola University basketball teams. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A new park in Ishwaubenon honors a lifelong Brown County resident and his decades of community service. Local officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week to celebrate the grand opening of the Jerome Van Sistine Park, just off Oneida Street near Sammy's Pizza. After 25 years as a construction foreman, Van Sistine's family members say it was his involvement in a local zoning issue that kick-started a long political career. Van Sistine served as Ishwaubenon Town Supervisor, then Brown County Supervisor, before representing the 30th District in the State Senate for 16 years before returning to Ishwaubenon as a trustee. Jerry Van Sistine died in 2015 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 88 years old. All around here, you know, we all know why Northeast Wisconsin's pretty cool, but now we're getting some props from the rest of the state, too. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest are companies from right here in our area.
Yay.
They are.
Who?
In no particular order.
Okay.
Carbliss, zero carb, no sugar canned cocktail produced in Plymouth. Sargento, natural American sliced cheese produced also in Plymouth.
Two thumbs up.
Cruiser Yachts, 38 VTR line of powerboats produced in Oconto. And Thousand Island Airboats, search and rescue Thousand Island Airboat produced in Marion.
That's remarkable.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
It's put on by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Officials say the annual contest, it's a fun way to shine a spotlight on our state's $73 billion manufacturing industry. The contest started last month with nearly 150 nominees that were then whittled down to the top eight, half of those being right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The winner will be announced October 23rd.
Terrific. That's great news.
It is news.
Is that it?
That's news at the top of the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime.
You're Connie Feldman.
97.9 WGBW News.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in three runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the fifth as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. It was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now, McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay, right next to the City Deck on Washington Street. The Timeless commercial of the day follows Bobby V, then Jan and Dean, here on WGBW.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her. lover in everything you say and do. God, take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. A cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I've been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be.
Your alarm clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
News of Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Janet Dean, they had just so much fun with their music. They followed that song up with a song called The Anaheim Azusa and Cucamonga Sewing Circle Book Review and Timing Association. That was the title. And it was in the lyrics. They worked it in somehow. Yeah, right? So anyway, I'm Dan Marcus. Stick around a few seconds for the Timeless commercial of the day. It's on the way on 97.9 WGBW.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Grab yourself a bowl of booyah to help hoo-ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support hoo-ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Insurance consultant Daryl Bernhardt reminds you that the members of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. For veterans not here, may their memory be a blessing. This from Daryl Bernhardt. With the Medicare annual enrollment period season upon us, call Daryl at 920-615-5251, providing 2 decades of experience.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
55 degrees at 818, I rounded up. Here is the WGBW Timeless Commercial of the Day. And this is a jingle, well, from my childhood, certainly. This song made me eat this stuff. It's a automated, I'll set the scene. It's a not automated, animated TV spot that features a kid and his pet bird and a bird in the cuckoo clock. Okay? It's, well, you'll know this jingle.
Cocoa eats can't be beat. The only hot cereal with the cocoa treat to be big and strong. Ah! Lots of fun. Eat cocoa eats, everyone.
Cocoa wheats can't be beat. It's cocoa.
It's cocoa.
It's cocoa wheats. It's cocoa wheats, bird brain. Cocoa wheats.
Ask your mother to get cocoa wheats for you.
Cuckoo.
I did, and she did, and we're all happy. I'm Dan Marcus. There you go. The timeless commercial of the day here on WGBW.
Of mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beaten
snakes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwaba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9.
Wow, here it comes.
With Van Morrison, his first band, Them.
I could see right out my window, walking down
like I am. His arms around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. Yeah. She's chosen him and simply let them be. Whoa. Exactly like she told me to.
Seen a lot of girls assisting. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. While the Packers gear up to take on the Bengals at home Sunday, their counterparts off the field are doing some important work themselves. Nearly 200 Ladies of Lambeau filled the Johnson Tailgate Village last night to help out teens in the foster care system. The group put together care packages with some goodies and personal care items geared specifically toward the 10 to 17-year-old age group in foster care, often called the Invisibles. Christy Policy, wife of Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, said she is honored to carry on the tradition started more than a decade ago by Lori Murphy, Mark Murphy's wife. Policy says this event is just one of the many ways the females in the Packers organization make an impact in our community off the field.
We all know the wives are the backbone of so many things. And the same is true for this group here. And it's just fun to see everybody come together.
Commander Shannon Samer Tabasca with the Green Bay Police Department spoke to the crowd about her personal journey from foster care to law enforcement leadership. And we'll hear more about her fascinating story later today in news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
An information vacuum may be one of the biggest challenges that Wisconsin farmers face with the government shutdown. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jenny Wackershauser, who is a dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says without the necessary data from USDA, markets are left wondering what's going on, what's being sold, what volumes are we producing. And she said dairy producers need that data for some of the insurance products that they're going to be leaning on.
We start to get a lack of information. That includes our monthly milk production report, which will be here in about a week here for dairy producers. So not only does that give us a look at what did September do as far as milk production, number of cows in the herd, it also is a trigger for producers who utilize the Dairy Revenue Protection Program through the crop insurance. Part of that program is we need to have that milk production data to do the final report.
Jenny Wackershauser, she's a dairy analyst with the EverAg crew out of Platteville. She said the last time this happened was 2018, and she said at that time when the markets didn't have USDA data, they traded sideways for the duration.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
We're off to a lower start on a Friday morning in overnight trade. December corn's down a half at 417. November soybeans are down a nickel, 1016. July wheat, that's down a half, 547. Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday at 174. 40-pound block cheese did gain 2 1/4 at 176, but AA butter was down 4 3/4 cents to 160 and a quarter per pound. November, class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 4 right now at 1660 a hundredweight, with the December contract down 9 at 1665. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Friday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good to hear this one from George Harrison, solo. Again, here's Give Me Love. Went to number one for him.
Trying to touch and reach you with
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, ooh, baby, baby. I'm Dan Marcus. That song came out, what was it, 65, 66, one of those 2 years, and made both the pop and the R&B charts. And then a few years later, Linda Ronstadt put it out, made the pop and R&B charts, and the adult contemporary and country charts with that same song, her rendition. Speaking of Linda Ronstadt, the Linda Ronstadt Experience tributes Linda by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. It's coming to the Meyer Theater. I'm sure you're going to hear that song is when she gets there on Friday, 2 weeks from tonight, October 24th. Tickets available or coming in the days ahead, we will have tickets that you can win to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer from WGBW.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages Inn Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages Inn Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages Inn Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Did you wear your Packer gear to work today? Or you out of practice because last week was the bye week? Come on, man.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa. Single day singing.
secrets for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. I'm done for today. Laura McKenna is next, and you're going to love her and her show. She does such a good job. She's so upbeat. She's so happy all the time. What's her secret? I don't know either. A couple of reminders, program notes over the weekend, some important programs that you should catch. Sunday morning, Lean Local with former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt, talking about local issues around the Green Bay area. That's at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, it's New Wisco Weekend with issues in entertainment and culture. And Pete Schwabba tosses stuff in there. It's all very interesting stuff. At 9 o'clock, Dr. Kristen Lyerly has a program on everything from health to everyday life. Some politics mixed in there. It's a very interesting show. And for the final hour of the Sunday morning block, it's from 10 to 11. It's Always On Point with Kristen Ambos talking about the local real estate issue. So it's all happening, and it's here for you. So I'm done. And John Denver knows what to do to help me leave the studio.
Clap your hands.
Thank you, John.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. An old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, fiddle and a rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Diamonds or jewels, I never was one of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. My daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy, yeah.
Local news and timeless news.
Landmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The 72-hour window for Hamas to return all hostages to Israel is open. That's according to the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, as the Israeli military says it's withdrawn to the position agreed upon in the first phase of the peace deal brokered by the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee overseen by an international board of peace with Trump as its chairman.
But no Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. The committee awarded this year's honor to the opposition leader in Venezuela, Maria Machado. The White House communications director in a statement says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace. No end in sight to the government shutdown after the Senate departed without a funding measure. This means military members can miss paychecks next week, and federal troops expected to begin patrolling Memphis today. This is ABC News. Spokesperson for Music.